Welcome to this week's installment of the Royal People's Podcast. I am Patrice.
And I am Ernest Jones, where we bring two countries together in one podcast.
Yay! It's gonna be great. So this week's topic is rejection. How does the world see it versus how does persons in the church should see rejection? So there will be part one and part two to this episode. Keep it locked.
Rejection. The dismissing or refusing of a proposal, idea, etc. The example they give is the union decided last night to recommend rejection of the offer. Yeah, basically anything that you present to anyone that they deny or don't accept, that is a rejection, or they have rejected that, whatever that may be.
So how do persons who are not transformed or renewed according to the word of God seize rejection? How do they handle being rejected versus those in the church?
Rejection as they tend to take it very personal. So say like if a person is applying for a job and they don't get it, they don't ever see that they may not be qualified, it's not the season. All they see is that you have now denied them a chance and an opportunity to provide for their family. They take it to heart. They don't really know how to translate it. They don't really know how to, as the Bible say, all things are working together for his good. That's not, it is no good. It's actually unacceptable. And to be quite honest, it keeps a lot of people in bondage, and it keeps a lot of people from restarting, yeah. And or actually seeking or trying to grow in life, because the fear of I might not make it, or I might not get there, or I could possibly fail, or somebody could say no, and they take that as the end all be all. Typically growing hard hearted and really building up a callus on their heart that would, you know, lead to, you know, when they're faced with that again, they approach you with a different heart. So now, okay, you rejected me, you know, instead of saying, oh, it wasn't my season, it wasn't time, now you rejected me, that thing comes back around and they say, well, I don't want it now anyway, even though they need it.
So okay to be in a room and, you know, persons don't like what you have to offer, because in reality, you're not for everyone.
Right.
And not everyone will appreciate your assets. And I'm not talking bodily assets. I'm just talking the value that you bring to the table. Not everyone wants to sit at your table, because maybe what you are serving at your table is not what they need in that season.
Exactly. But,
like, parents need to teach your children. And I have to say that, like, parents, yes, I always say that all the time. Like, you need to teach your children that it's okay to be rejected.
Self-rejection typically shows up in self-harming behaviors. So that can be not taking care of yourself. That can mean getting involved in the wrong relationship. Like, we're talking knowing that you're not supposed to be dealing with a certain person, knowing that the person is no good for you. That also can mean, self-rejection can mean pushing people away. So pushing the good people away, the people that you know can help you, the people that you know they're looking out for you, the people that you know, that are there for you. And along with the unhealthiness, that there is a level of when you turn to substances such as alcohol or drug use, you basically are trying to escape your reality. You're trying to escape you. So at that point, you have started to reject you.
Right. Wow. My God.
That's one thing. And then the ultimate one is just not trying, or not starting over. Your idea, it's like, well, I got this idea, but, you know, they're not gonna like it anyway, so I just leave it on the back burner. Or, you know what, I tried out for the soccer team, I didn't make it. Not gonna try out anymore. Not gonna try out again next year. You could easily be bigger, stronger, faster. 1 year, have 1 year more experience, but no, I'm not doing it.
Self-esteem issue? Is rejection a self-esteem issue?
The answer is yes and no.
Right.
Rejection can be a self-esteem issue. It, like, you know, if you, it's a young lady you want to talk to, and you never get up enough courage to go talk to her. Or if you go talk to her and you don't put your best foot forward because you don't think you're going to get her anyway. So then those are situations where your self-esteem has hindered your ability to see the good in that situation. Your rejection can actually cause your self-esteem to go down. And I think that's where the Lord would want us to conquer. Because, like what I was saying before, you try out for something and you get rejected. Now, instead of going home and taking the constructive criticism and figuring out which ways and which aspects you need to get better, your self-esteem is shot. So now you're like, I'm just done. And it also can, that can roll over into other areas of your life. You know, I understand you trying something outside of your gifting and getting rejected, but if you're actually trying something inside of your gifting, you should always be putting your best foot forward. And you should, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you should always get back up, because there is a lane for you somewhere. Have an opportunity to change the outlook on how they see rejection, or how they proceed in trying to accomplish their goals, or how they want to accomplish their proposal. So it doesn't start out, the origins of it aren't a self-esteem issue, but it can become one, because by the time you get rejected, you feel as though, you know, I don't know, I can't do anything. And then once you get those negative thoughts, we have to remember that fear is prophetic.
Right.
So then it becomes a self-esteem issue. Then you start second guessing everything.
That's good.
Yeah, that's so, why I tell myself that every day. It's $1 million out there for me. I just have to find it. It's there. It was there before I got here.
Taking notes. Is there such a thing as false rejection? Final question.
Yes, that would be the rejection in your head. You never trying. You never putting your best foot forward. A lot of our dreams, hopes, aspects, business ventures, and things that we want to get started. A lot of people will spend their time working at a 9-to-5, always wishing that they had started that side business venture. Or that they had, you know, pursued something that they always felt in their heart they should have been pursuing. So that's where the false rejection, it's from you. It's like, oh, well, you know, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. When you can start coming up with excuses for things that we know we're supposed to be doing. Not things, okay, I might want to pick up tap dancing. Okay, come on now, Ernest. You're 33, you're picking up tap dancing. Buddy, it's not going to go that far. Versus, right. I've been playing soccer since I was 4. So if I get a call about a team for 30 and over, it's really no reason. If I get in some type of halfway right. decent shape, it's no reason why I shouldn't at least try out. So yeah, that's where the false rejection comes from. It's in our minds. It's us. Oh, well, right. I was going to go, but there's an accident, so I just can't make it today. I just don't feel like it. We never get anything off the ground. We never get anything going. Yeah, that's where it comes from. And that's really just that's the fear working in the prophetic. Really, that's all that is.
Many cases were like, you know, I'm not going to do it, because sometimes the fact that we're saying that, oh, I'm being rejected, is just that very insecurity. You know, go back to the question that we asked earlier. Is that insecurity in you not believing in what you have? Like, sometimes it starts with you comparing what you have with someone else. You know, maybe you're not matured in your gift or in your calling. So because you see this person so mature that able to master certain aspects to their calling, and you're still on that journey where you're taking it one step at a time and God's taking your hand, you know, you're probably like that Abraham that he called out. So you're going through that journey of becoming. So you're looking at someone else like who's been through that journey, been through that experience, and now they're at that place of maturity, like, oh my God, you know, I'm here and I'm still struggling with confidence. I look at right. that person over there, they're so confident in what they're doing and they're owning their lane. And me, you know, I think like it's so important as persons to just not really compare yourself. I know we keep hearing this over and over on the net, on social media and whatever, but the truth of the matter is we keep saying it, but we're not really believing it.
Right.
We keep repeating it, but we don't believe, we don't act upon it. So yeah, stop comparing yourself, but the reality of it is we believe that we're less than what we see on social media or who we, you know, emulate or look up to. We believe that we're less, and there's no such thing as you thinking that you're inferior to this person. This person just has experience, and if you really tap into what God has called you and you trust the process, then you get to that place in your life where you have matured in your giftings.
Praise God. That is wow. I love that you said that, because I had a friend, or have a friend, I really look up to. And I remember literally saying that one day, like, man, I wish I could be like him. And the Lord literally said, Why can't you be? What's the difference between you and him?
You see persons up there doing great things. It's not them.
Wow.
You see a gift. Your gift can make impact, but it takes the anointing to bring change and transformation. Like, transformation doesn't come through a person using your gifts. That takes the anointing to bring transformation. Like, your gifts impact. But if you want change, you got to surrender and let God work through you. We are all out of time this week, but all good things must continue. So we will tackle Auda's person in the church should see rejection soon. So look out for that episode. Until next time, peace and love.